Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey guys, you're listening to the Her Paper Route podcast, episode number 23. Does the thought of launching something new in your business make you excited, or does it totally freak you out? Because I know that there is a lot that has to be considered when taking on a launch, so much so that it's pretty easy to get overwhelmed. Launching new things in your business is such an important key in the grand scheme, and they're a great way to boost your sales throughout the year. This is what I want to share with you today on today's episode, all about strategically launching a thing. Do you have a good launch funnel plan? I've been crafting my own launch plans and funnel formulas over the years, and it's helped me reach $40,000 months with my blog. Actually, I've even had months where I've earned over $70,000. If you're thinking of launching something new this year, maybe it's a new digital product like a book or an online course, or maybe you want to launch a new website, or to finally release that coaching program that you've been wanting to share with the world forever, or maybe you just have been thinking of running a sale for a product that you already have out. These are all things that require a launch plan. Whatever it is, this is a really, really good time to start planning how you will release it. With so many people being stuck at home right now, scrolling on the internet with newfound time on their hands to learn new skills and to try new products, this is your time. Your audience is there. You just need a proper launch plan to attract them and a solid funnel plan to make them fall in love with you, trust you, and then buy what you're offering. Sounds like a tall order, right? Well, achieving all of this doesn't have to be difficult. In my many years of launching and having $40,000 months and $70,000 months, I have realized a few very basic yet crucial elements to what makes a good launch. Now, let's say that your goal is making $5,000 with your launch. And whether it's $5,000, 5,000 followers, 5,000 email subscribers, the first rule of making $5,000 of anything is to really, really, really see it in your mind. Picture that number and think long and hard on it. See yourself having that 5,000 somethings. Really feel what it will be like to have it and take time to rethink about it over and over again. Your imagination is crazy powerful. What you focus on up there in that head of yours creates a pathway to allow it to come into reality out here in the real world. Not to go all woo on you, but the trick to reaching your goals and creating the life that you love is 50% action plan and work and 50% manifestation and belief that you can do it. Your 5K goal is out there trying to reach you. It just needs some direction from you on how to make it happen. It's like you're turning the porch light on so that your 5K goal won't fall into the rose bushes when she's stumbling home from the bar tonight. So if you're thinking that you have something you'd like to launch this year, here are some foundations that you should have in place. Number one, the only marketing strategy plan that you should go by should look like this. Value, 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 and more value. By making it your priority to give value, you are giving as many resources and helpful content as you can to your audience. You are showing them that you are the go-to person in your niche. You're helping them solve problems and achieve wins left and right. And this doesn't necessarily mean that you have to give your time or your products away for free all of the time either. Yes, you should give away free content on your blog and give away free lead magnets here and there, but you can also provide value to your audience while selling too. If you are promoting a product that helps your reader solve their pain points, that is valuable as well. And of course, you really need to focus on your social media marketing attack for what you're going to do to promote your launch. And social media marketing isn't as confusing or scary as it sounds, but without the right direction and preparation, I will admit that it can be very scary and you may find yourself huddled on the floor crying in no time. So my intention today is to give you every bit of social media marketing arsenal that I can so that you can attack the promotion of your launch like the confident boss that you are. Before I had founded Her Paper Route and before I was running my own company full time, I was working a day job in marketing, I was working a night job bartending, and I also had a side hustle e-commerce business. And back when I was working two jobs and running the e-commerce site, I was working like crazy and yet getting nowhere. I was making the same big lousy mistake each day. It wasn't the mistake of spending my tip money on my own drinks while on shift at the bar job, although that did happen a little too often. That's not the mistake that I'm talking about here. The mistake I was making day in, day out was that I was going along with no clear plan for how to continually bring revenue to my business. I would create a Facebook post or write a newsletter advertising a product that I was selling once in a while, and then I'd let it die there. I would never mention it again. And that is such a terrible, wasteful thing. Think of all of the effort that you put into writing your email to your list, how much time it takes to write an interesting Facebook post or a witty tweet. You are doing all of that work for nothing if you're only posting it that one time. That's because most people don't see your post or tweet the first time that you post it. The lifespan of a tweet is about 16 seconds, and unless someone is specifically going to your page and scrolling through your feed, they aren't going to see your content. In fact, only a teeny tiny percentage of your followers are even seeing any of your content in their feed at all. Most people are not seeing your Facebook posts or your Twitter tweets at all. They just aren't. So all of this content that you're creating is awesome, but you need a way to keep it broadcasting out continuously so that people actually see it. So I'll share with you my exact strategy and the exact toolkit for what I use to ensure that my content lands in front of people. But first, I'm going to tell you the secret to social media. Are you ready for it? The secret to social media marketing, it's not having the funniest meme, it's not having the best lit product shots, it's not having the slickest sales copy, it's not having the craftiest opt-in. The secret to social media is repeating yourself. Yep, that's it. Having evergreen posts that post once and then repost a few days later automatically, over and over again for all eternity without you having to manually do anything, that is the secret sauce of getting attention on social media. So whether you are promoting a blog post, a sales page, your opt-in freebie, or an affiliate product, whatever it may be, you need to ensure it is on rotation, constantly recycling across your social networks every few weeks or every few months. It sounds like a whole crock pot of time and effort, I know, but thanks to automation tools, it's not. It's an app or a tool or a device that does your menial, repetitive, tiresome work for you. It makes things happen and it brings in new customers, sales, traffic, etc., without you having to manually do anything. And why it's your best friend is because automation saves you a lot of time, so you can focus on other aspects of your business like creating content. Also, in addition to saving you time, it also saves you money, as automation tools can often do things that you would otherwise have to pay someone like a virtual assistant if you were to outsource tasks to. So some of my favorite automation tools are SmarterQ. I use that for Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. This is an evergreen recycling tool, and it's my number one must-have social media tool. You can go to herpaperroute.com/SmarterQ to get an extended free trial. For Pinterest marketing, I use Tailwind. This is a specific scheduling on Pinterest and also for the Tailwind tribes, where you can share your pin in a group of other people who are also sharing their pins and everyone shares one another's content. It's a mutual way to boost each other's content on Pinterest. It's herpaperroute.com/Tailwind to get a free trial of that as well. So here's a couple things that I do on social media when I'm in the middle of a launch. So first, I will poll my subscribers, my readers, and I'll ask them what their pain points are. This is also known as a reader survey. I use this to discover what my readers need help with, and then I tweak my product or my launch to help them solve it. I take a look at my past social media posts, my emails, my sales copy, and I see what worked when, and then how I can repurpose or repackage it again now. There's no need to have to consistently create new content when you can blow the dust off of perfectly good content that you've used before and use it like it's new. Your communities on different platforms may communicate differently, so offer some unique content that speaks specifically to your Facebook audience, share it with them, and then repurpose it and speak of it in a different way to share on LinkedIn or to your Instagram audience. I like to figure out what dates that I want to have specific social media content go out, and then I pre-write them all in advance. I spend a little bit of time in my Facebook groups each day promoting my launch and answering people's questions about it. And then I create multiple pins for my blog post or my sales page, and I make sure that they're being scheduled across Pinterest every day. Tailwind is really, really, really helpful for this. I'll also run a Facebook ad, an Instagram ad, and a couple promoted pins. I also like to run a giveaway on Facebook or Instagram to generate more interest in my launch. And of course, I'll also write a series of pre-launch social media posts that offer information about my early bird deal or a special discount that you can get when you sign up on launch day. Next up, this one can't be overlooked either. You need to have a sales page that triggers readers to take action and buy. It sounds obvious, but I cannot tell you how many times I have been slapped in the face by a bad sales page. Colors and fonts that are crazy, images that make no sense, buy now buttons in the wrong place, copy that drags on and on and on forever that says nothing to make me want to buy. There is truly so much psychology that goes into crafting a good sales page. Using the right trigger words to convey emotion and urgency without sounding lame is a precarious dance. Saying enough but not too much. Explaining what your product offers without explaining the boring parts of what your product is. And if you don't know the right sales lingo that you're supposed to say and when it's supposed to be said, or you say the wrong things, you risk turning your potential buyers away faster than you can say, "Bye, Felicia." And finally, you need a sales email funnel that does the work for you. Because not every customer will buy what you're selling immediately after landing on your sales page. Most cold leads will still need to be warmed up to you and to your product before they consider buying from you. And that is okay. It's not personal. It's just that most people are scared to open their wallets to someone that they're unfamiliar with. Even if your sales page is the bomb. This is where your sales funnel email series comes into play, and it is so important that you have one. But first things first, you need to be collecting email subscribers. And I can't stress the importance of this enough because building your list is a major priority for any type of business. Your list is gold. More specifically, your list is cash money. How do you collect email subscribers? Well, you need to have opt-in forms for your website, for starters. I recommend either ConvertKit or Flowdesk. You can actually get unlimited subscribers for life for only $15 a month when you go to herpaperroot.com/Flowdesk. And like anything when it comes to your business, investing in the things that matter most now is important. Don't wait until later when you're making money to invest in something as important as your email service provider, especially since email marketing will actually make you money. You can't wait to get serious about your list building. This is just too crucial. So once you have your email service provider, you next need to focus on creating some opt-in forms and then put them on your website, like your sidebar, your blog posts. That's perfect. But what if no one's signing up? Your forms are live on your website, but crickets? Well, why would they? No one is going to just hand over their email address to you unless they are going to get some sort of instant gratification for doing so. So cue trumpets, because you now need to create an amazing, exciting, simply cannot believe this is free opt-in lead magnet incentive. your opt-in incentive or your freebie is something that you will give your subscribers in exchange for them signing up to your list. But your freebie can't just be anything. It has to be specifically and strategically related to the thing that you actually sell. Think about it. When an ice cream shop has an employee stand outside on the sidewalk giving out free samples, do you think that they are giving out samples of ice cream or samples of something completely unrelated like shampoo that they don't even sell inside? Ice cream, right? They're giving away samples of ice cream because that is what they sell, and they want to lure people inside to buy a full sundae after getting a tiny taste outside. That is what you're doing with your email list. You are creating a free sample of your bigger product just to get people in the door. This is your sales funnel, and this is going to be a big part in the success of your launch. So make sure that your freebie is something that fits in line with the product that you're launching, because your opt-in freebie is going to attract people to sign up on your list, but you don't want just anyone on your list. The people there need to be your ideal customer. They need to be people with a specific interest in the thing that you do and sell. So you should come up with a very clear picture of who your ideal customer is. Who is the person that is going to buy your product? And then create a freebie that specifically appeals to her, which you will then use to attract her into your sales funnel to sell her the product that you sell later. If you didn't catch my last episode, episode number 22, I shared all of my best successful lead magnet ideas that have grown my list to over 35,000 happy subscribers. So go back and check out that episode if you need some lead magnet ideas. I've been able to have consistent $40,000 months in my business simply because I take my sales funnel emails seriously. Over the years, I have fine-tuned my pitch. I have an 11-step email sales funnel copy and a sales page formula down to a science. I realized that this would be something that would really, really help someone else. So I've packaged my launch plan into one big, awesome resource. Inside my launch funnel plan, you'll get 11 done-for-you sales emails. These are complete scripts that you can send your subscribers for every step of your launch. So this includes a pre-launch lead magnet welcome email, a follow-up lead magnet email, your coming soon or your hint engagement email, the announcement cart open email that you send the day of your launch, an email for your bonus announcement or your expiring sales page email, a value stack email where you explicitly describe the benefits that your customers will get by trying out your product. A frequently asked questions and objections sales email. This is one that breaks down any objections or reservations that your customer may be having that's stopping them from buying. And your cart closing email, your follow-up thank you email if they buy, your downsell email if they didn't buy, and then your next step email that follows up with your customers to get them to upgrade to work with you on the next level. Now, these are not skimpy emails that say nothing or have no value. And these are not email templates where you still need to fill in most of the content yourself. I hate that. I have bought email copies before and it's like they'll say two things and then the rest is all just you have to fill it in with your own information. And that is not saving anyone time. And this is the whole point of why I created this, because I want to save you time by giving you the formula, giving you the right things to say at the right time that make people want to buy. These are actual 300 plus word emails with stories, personal elements, and descriptions that dance on your customers' emotions and their fear of missing out and makes them want to throw down their wallet and buy all of your expensive guac. Simply add in your product name and send it. Or you can remove any of the content that you don't want and add some more content however you see fit for your entire sales launch funnel. But I wanted to go even deeper and give you more because remember lesson number one a moment ago about value? Here we go. I'm also including in this launch funnel 7 website templates for your Tripwire page, your sales pages, and your opt-in pages that you can just import right into your website. A Tripwire workshop showing you how to set up a sales tripwire on your opt-in forms so that you can make sales whenever someone signs up to your freebie. as well as my six-figure sales page blueprint, where I unlock the psychology behind a sales page that slays. In this guide, you will understand what to say on your sales page and precisely when to say it that makes your readers buy, as well as a complete launch plan from start to finish with a tech toolbox and a launch productivity ClickUp stack, which shows you all the different steps that you should be doing for your promotion of your launch, as well as more than 23 graphic templates for your Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest ads so you can hype up your launch. Essentially, everything that you need to have a successful launch, no matter what type of product you are launching. So if this sounds like something that would be helpful to you, go to herpaperroot.com/launch and you can get all the details on that there. As always, thank you so much for tuning into the show. I very much appreciate that you come and hang out with me. I will see you in the next one.
Thanks for tuning into the Her Paper Route podcast. We hope you found this episode helpful. If you did, please say so by leaving us a review on iTunes. And be sure to share this episode with your friends. For more entrepreneurship resources and to connect with Chelsea, swing by herpaperroot.com. Now go make something.